and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and every week I'll be talking to you about natural approaches to health. Today's topic is the homeopathic remedy silica, which is really sand or quartz crystal. Silica, being a mineral, has qualities of organization and order, and especially a feeling that there is a structure to maintain. More specifically, silica has an image to maintain, and since, for example, glass is largely made of silica, you can see the rigidity that must continue. It can break but not bend. Silica has a great lack of self-confidence, awful anticipation anxiety for giving an interview or appearing on stage. Yet silica people will stand defiant, very stubborn, to try to retain the fixed image they have created for themselves. Of course, all this personality issues will be what the homeopath is looking for. The person needing this remedy may want his or her anxiety helped. Or there may be headaches, sinus problems, or recurrent infections like colds or boils, where the person doesn't have the strength to throw off the germs. Silica can be harder to spot compared to similar remedies, such as pulsatilla or lycopodium. But whereas a pulsatilla child will put up initial fuss about doing something you request, then quietly relent and go ahead and do the task, silica will agree to do it, but then end up not doing it, since silica is so rigid and the fixed idea must be adhered to. Silica, along with thuja, are the two most used remedies historically for problems after vaccination. I once helped a patient's dog overcome convulsions after having received canine vaccinations. Silica is also one of the 12 cell salts, which I've been discussing recently, and in this regard, it's used as a cleanser and eliminator. If perspiration becomes hampered, silica can restore this natural process. It can help with offensive perspiration as well, from either feet or armpits. Other problems include unhealthy skin, brittle nails, slow-to-heal fractures, and even expelling splinters from the tissues. These folks will tend to be thin and chilly, yet they like cold food. A peculiar fear is of sharp-pointed objects. Well, this was Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.